Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Sisters for Society Corporation's Blog Talk Station. As we prepare to go into our holiday season, we want you to kind of go over some of the proper communications with while we're with family and friends, and some of us may be also going to business events. So we wanted to kind of go over some of the proper etiquette of communicating. As you know, communication is one of the most important human factors of human acts. So what we want to do is kind of go through some of the things that you may need to help you communicate better. I know for me and my family, when I have family and friends over for the holiday season, we put down our cell phone at the dinner table. That's one of the things we find to be most effective. That way everyone is engaged into each other's conversations and no one is not listening to what the subject is of that matter.
We do that during dinner.
Yeah.
Just the kids and us.
Right.
Everybody, throw away your phones. Even my mother, when she comes to visit, Mom, throw away your phone.
Yeah, that's your personal time. That's when you get to know and talk and be engaged with what your kids are doing and what others are doing, your husbands, your spouses, your partners, your wives, or what have you. So some of the communication areas where rules of etiquette are to be used, I guess, would be to acknowledge communication, to know that you're in a conversation. Don't just stand there in a...
This is my pet peeve with my children.
What?
Take the dog out. You hear nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And you call them later and they say, well, I did it. I said, well, then couldn't you say, okay.
Right.
Just okay would have been fabulous.
Yeah, just an acknowledgement. To know that you're being heard. Another one would be to provide follow-up from the previous communications. And I think with that, you kind of want to let them know, I heard what you said. It was like, yes, Mom, I'm going to go take the dogs out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that right now. And after you do that, you'll see that your parents will be a little bit comfortable. They're like, okay, well, they did hear me, so now they're going to do it. And with everything that you do, you always want to be respectful in your communications. There's never a time when you should be disrespectful to those when you're communicating.
I personally don't have an issue with being respectful. Generally always respectful until it's time to not be respectful.
Right.
But I'm bad about, I acknowledge information generally.
Mm-hmm.
Something I have personally working on is, okay, so I've done this, this step of this project. Now what is it we need to do next?
Right.
That's something that I have to work on personally.
Right.
Everybody has their little faults, and that is definitely one of mine, and something I'm trying to work on.
Yeah, I think mine is making sure I heard you correctly and not misinterpreted.
Right.
That's me.
Yeah.
So that's, and I'm like, okay, how? Say that one more time, and then let me make sure I heard you correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me, because I want to reiterate and make sure we're on the same page before I just go out and just do something, and you didn't really mean for me to do that. So.
Well, you and I tend to finish each other's sentences, so we seem to be on the same page most of the time.
Right.
On the respectful thing, though, I'll tell you, you can, even if someone is being ugly to you, you can catch, what is the saying? You can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Always. This, I tell my kids, it does not matter. My daughter wants to be valedictorian during her senior year.
Mm-hmm.
I said, then you need to learn to always be nice.
Right.
Even if they're ugly, you always be nice.
Right.
Always.
And on a business level with that, you make sure you're always respectful to your upper management, actually to anyone.
You don't want to burn a bridge.
Yeah.
That person could come in handy later.
Right, at your job or whatnot, because sometimes you never know. Like one lady that I worked for in the past, she told me, she said, you never know who you may work for. And she was right.
Right.
So those people that you may be disrespectful to, you may end up working for them, and you never know. So,
or you may need that their contact.
Oh, yeah. You may need them.
And if you burnt that bridge, well, you'll have to build a new one.
Right.
And that's much harder.
And that's what we're, that's communicating when you're doing new information. That's, you want to make new friends when you do networking events. You always want to be respectful and talk to everyone there. So make sure you are, you know, approaching them in a business manner, you know. You don't want to just go up to them and say, so who is it and what they do? And, you know, that's just not right.
You go up and introduce yourself. You tell them where you're from if you don't know them or
right.
they don't know you. You never, ever say anything negative about someone else.
Right.
Because that could be their best friend.
Right.
And there you burn another bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what people are into. You know, talk about their likes, their dislikes, their hobbies, that kind of stuff. You never know when you might come across a piece of information that you want to send to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that can open up conversations on other things.
Right.
You know, you can always find out more stuff about them and find out that you guys are in the same circles or that you have the same goals,
mm-hmm.
like our nonprofit.
Right.
We have the same goals,
right.
so we wound up joining up.
Right. And one thing that we do want to point out, now we know that technology is a huge asset to everyone these days, but you also have to be careful when the way you're communicating through your social media. Facebook is a huge one, is a big one, and I think a lot of people use that for business and personal. But be sure that you separate the two, and the same way you want people to see you on their business professional, you also want them to see your social page, your personal page, to be complimenting of your business. You know what I mean? Like,
special note for teenagers, what you put online stays online.
Right.
If you post it on your Facebook,
mm-hmm.
your future employers
mm-hmm.
can probably see it.
Right.
They do when they're doing background checks. They do checks for social media.
Mm-hmm.
So be mindful about posting pictures in your bikinis and posting pictures with your boobs hanging out at a party. Or you drunk, or you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They can get that information
oh,
and
yeah.
hold it against you when you're looking for employment.
Oh.
If you put it out there, it stays out there. You can't take it back.
Right.
So just be mindful what you're sharing.
Right. And even not so much as teenagers, you got some adults that's out there too that may be looking for jobs, and they may be going through divorce or having, you know, issues with their child's father or their child's mother, and they post these different subjects and different intimate things about their personal life on their social media. Me, personally, I don't understand that. Because, one, if you're going to try and get a job and if they want to check your social media and they pull you up and they look at you and they're going to see, okay, you've written and ranting about your personal business and you're putting everything out there. So what makes you think, what makes me think that you're not going to put stuff out there about my company?
Well, and you know that bill collector,
mm-hmm.
they go on and they can check that and find out where you're going this weekend
uh-huh.
or, you know, what new car you bought when you owe $2,000 to Target
right.
or, you know, they can find these things and they can put liens and stuff
right.
on your, so be careful, be
yeah.
very careful what you post.
So make sure that whatever you post is, if you're going to use it for your business as well, make sure it's a reflection of you and how you want to uphold yourself in the society.
Keep it professional and distant,
yeah.
not extremely personal.
Yeah. So you make sure that you want to, when you're writing your letters or you're sending your emails, is make sure you're using your correct titles. If you're not sure if it's a male or a female that you're sending your email to, Just put something simple, greetings, in their name. You don't have to put the Mr. or the Mrs. at all times. So that's just a note, a quick note for people. My name, personally, I've been addressed as a male plenty of times in emails from my vendors because they don't know if I'm male or female or whatever reason, but I've always sent it back.
And
I do it nicely. I put it in my signature. It's Mrs. Tavian Baker.
And mine being Stephanie.
Yeah.
Some people don't read the whole thing. I have been called Stephen I don't know how many times.
Right.
Mr. Stephen Greenberg. Okay. Well, I'm not Stephen Greenberg.
But
okay.
And also, be careful who you copy. Be careful who you send emails to. And make sure that when you are replying to the email, you are actually replying to that particular person that you want to reply to. Oftentimes, people hit reply all.
And you're replying to every single person that received that email.
I get those all
the time.
Oh, yes. And that's not a good situation. I've known of a couple of situations where people supposed to have been replying to one particular person, and they said some not-so-nice things about another employee, and it goes back. And that person actually got it. And it's like, wow, you know, and you find out these people in your organization or that may be within your company, you know, they have to get that communication etiquette down pat and make sure that they are responding correctly.
But besides sending, you know, making sure who you're sending it to, you need to make sure what you're sending.
Oh, yeah.
If you're sending sensitive information like the death of someone in their family or, you know, their dog got hit by a car, you don't want to send that in an email. That's something that needs to be done face-to-face.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't text a person that. You don't text the person that you're breaking up with them.
I was going to say.
You just don't. It's just rude.
Yes.
You know, get up off your butt and go tell them to their face that you don't want to be with them anymore.
Right.
They'll believe it better.
There's more smartphone etiquette that comes to mind.
Man.
That everybody, they shorthand talk instead of typing the
U-R. Our kids
you
can't
are.
Spell anymore.
Yeah, they do the U and the R.
U, R, and then the letter B for B.
Yeah.
And this LOL.
Right, that's the laugh out loud.
Right, but it has, yeah. I think somebody says LMBO.
That's laughing my butt off.
Laughing my butt off,
yeah.
So, if you don't know what those mean, you know, talk to your teenager, they can tell you.
Oh, yeah. But that's one thing you don't want to do when you are, if you just so happen to have to text a coworker or a manager that you're not going to be in today, and because I know, yes, people do text that they're not going to be in today, rather than call and say that they're not going to be in today.
That's another one of those silly things I feel are rude.
Yeah, it's just one of those things now. I know myself, I have personally sent an email to let my boss know I wasn't going to be in today, but at the time I couldn't talk, so I had no choice but to send them an email.
That's different.
Yeah, so, and
I've called
and
then texted.
Yeah.
You know, I left you a message on your voicemail. I'm not going to make it in.
Right, right. And everybody is different, but just be mindful of what you are actually saying in your text and your emails to your coworkers, your managers, or what have you. Make sure it's always in a professional manner.
And if you're doing any kind of presentations, you know, everybody always checks their emails constantly. And I find I do it without even realizing I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want them to turn their phones on vibrate or turn the phone off and put it away to make sure that you're getting their full attention
Oh, yes.
And not you know, the divided back and forth to their phone, to you, to their, then they don't understand what you just said.
Right. It's very frustrating, especially when you're in the middle of a meeting and then a phone goes off.
Oh, yes.
And then you broke all concentration because all you could hear is now that phone ringing and you're like,
you're
what,
that,
what was I talking about? What was I saying?
You get the Alzheimer's moment.
Yeah.
That I seem to have more and more as I get older.
Right. So it's just one of those, have a little bit of etiquette and try to turn your phones off before you go into meetings, before you even have a meeting or before you engage into a
If you
business.
Go into the movies, any kind of movies,
right.
Seminars, operas, any plays, any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Be respectful and turn your phone off.
Right. If you don't turn it off, at least put it on silent or vibration.
Right.
And please don't have one of those loud vibrating. I was like, what do you got in them?
What's in your pocket there,
right?
Buddy?
So it's one of those, your vibrator shouldn't be...
Shouldn't be vibrating.
Shouldn't be vibrating, and I can hear it. But, you know, everybody's vibration mode is different. Right. So another thing we wanted to, you know, just kind of talk about, these are not, you know, no professional timing or guidelines or nothing that you have to go by. We just wanted to kind of put some new information out there. Some of the people may already know, but some of it may not, and then some of it may kind of help people, yeah, you know, they're right, you know, just they forgot it and they want to relive it. So
some people have no idea what they need to do, and they're shy, and it's hard for them to meet new people.
Right.
And you'll eventually get over there, I promise. I used to be one of the shyest people you ever meet. I have a hard time speaking in front of people.
Right.
Really hard time. And I took on volunteering to teach CPR and medic first aid.
Mm.
Not only was I teaching CPR and medic first aid,
mm-hmm.
I was teaching two CPR classes a week and an eight-hour medic first aid class on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
One of the classes during the week was recertifying doctors, nurses, and EMTs.
Wow.
Okay, I was 19 years old.
Wow.
And they're looking at me like, what the hell does this little girl have to tell me that I don't already know?
Right.
You know, but, and it was a four-hour class.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but, you know, I got sick the first couple of times before
mm-hmm.
class started, and then I got the hang of it.
Right.
You know, it just takes practice,
yeah.
I promise. I still have a hard time talking in front of people, but once I get going, you know, and get people involved and talking and everything, I'm usually fine because I can talk about anything for forever.
Right. So let's talk about when you're talking in your business and your social events, like when you're going to a networking event, for instance, because we're going to be having one, I think, next year. So when you go to these type of events or the job fairs that they have. So you want to be very professional when you go to events like that. You want to know how to introduce yourself to others. You don't really, you got to walk up to the person that if you're interested, let's just say it is a job fair, if you're interested and you ask them questions about, well, what does your company do? And what positions are you hiring for? I mean, it's okay to ask questions, but make sure you introduce yourself at the same time. You want to introduce yourself, tell them who you are, tell them a little bit about yourself. Don't overdo it as if you're bragging on yourself, but you want to tell them a little bit about yourself so that they're a little bit engaged, and then they might write your name down and pull your resume to the side.
Well, let's talk about the networking events for a second, because
mm-hmm.
there are, you know, differences in a job fair and the networking as far as when
mm-hmm.
you introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at a networking event, you want to, and let me tell you, when you shake someone's hand, they want a firm handshake, not these little prissy little,
yeah, the little soft hands.
The little soft hands where they
yeah.
No. They want a firm handshake and look them in the eye.
Right.
That's the first thing. Everyone will notice is
mm-hmm.
how you shake your hand. But you introduce yourself with your first name, your last name,
mm-hmm.
and what company you're from.
Right.
You know, you have to tell everybody about yourself quickly in like 10 seconds or less. You know, hi, my name is Stephanie Greenberg, and I'm mm-hmm. the Sisters for Society, a local nonprofit that's
right.
striving to help women and children
mm-hmm.
be more successful in their lives.
Right. There you go.
There we go. You know, it's simple. It's quick. I'm done. And they'll either want to speak with me or they won't want to speak with me.
Right. I'll tell you one thing, like, one thing that a lot of people tend to do is they don't arrive on time or even. They'll arrive late towards the end.
Parties is okay to arrive late.
Right.
Events, you want to get there early. You want to scope it out.
You never arrive, especially if there's an event where there's going to be a speaker. Try not to arrive while the speaker is speaking. That's like one of the most rudest things.
Let's go in late with our phone ringing.
Yes. To be walking in and the speaker is up there speaking and you're already looking like, late and I'm still walking trying to find a seat. That's embarrassing sometimes.
It is.
And sometimes it is. So you make sure you at least try to arrive to some of these events, depending on the type of event, on time. We're not saying to get there super early, but just get there at a comfortable, reasonable time so that you're not all eyes ain't on you.
A lot of times if you get there early, you miss those lines of registration and you know, getting in, and you can get all that done quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Get in and get a drink, and then talk to people when the room's not full.
Mm-hmm.
You've only got a few people, especially if you're real shy. There's only a few people there, then that makes it much easier, and you can handle it as they come in, versus walking into a room that is completely full of people,
right?
And going, oh no,
yeah, you kind of feel like what they call it, the lone ranger.
Yeah, the lone ranger.
You have to eyeball the room and see where you want to go and who you're going to sit by and all that. So,
but if you are that lone ranger, find another lone ranger and go talk to them.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Yeah, a lot of times they're super shy and they don't know what to say or do. So go introduce yourself and ask them, you know, do you mind if I join you?
Right, right. I know a lot of times when I've been to some of the networking events, what they do to kind of loosen everyone up so everyone's comfortable is they do like a little game, or they play some music and make everyone do like little dances and stuff when they first start. So it kind of helps everybody because everyone kind of let their hair down, I should say.
My Tupperware parties,
mm-hmm.
we used to do an introduction
mm-hmm.
and what you'd bring to a picnic. And the next person had to go backwards and name everybody and what they were bringing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
That
and it
like
really
fun.
Broke the ice, and, you know,
yeah.
people would mess up and we'd all laugh. And,
right.
you know, it was a lot of fun. But that's, you know, what we would, that's what we would do to break the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody introduced themselves. And
play telephone.
Yeah, telephone. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. By the time you get to the end, it's nowhere near what they said.
Yeah. Now, if there is someone in the room that you are just dying to meet and they're in a group,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they're in a tight, closed group, they're having a personal conversation and they're not wanting to be bothered.
Right.
But if they're in a like a loosely or a V, like a V-shaped
mm-hmm.
group, then that's the time to walk up and introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't just introduce yourself to that person. You introduce yourself to that person first and shake their hand, and you do the same thing. You shake everyone's hand in the group, not just the one. It's very rude not to do to all of them what you do to one.
Right. You got to figure out getting your comfort zone as well. When you're introducing yourself, you don't want to over-introduce yourself either.
Practice in the mirror. Practice on a friend. Practice on a sibling. You know, they'll usually tell you, straight up if you sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know,
kids are brutally honest.
Yes, they are brutally honest, but that's sometimes you need that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, just practice before you go out. It will help you, I promise.
Right. And always make sure you have good posture while you're there. Some people can do that and some people can't. I don't normally, me myself, try to pay attention to my posture all the time. I do not slouch. Let me say that. I don't slouch when I'm in my chair, when I'm eating. I don't put my elbows on the table while I'm eating and things like that. But I try to sit up. You know what I mean? I try to make sure I'm paying attention. Now, I will say this. I have very short attention span. So if your conversation is not engaging, I will drift off in wonderland. And I know, and that's really rude of me. However, I'm going to take some points from this blog talk.
I know. Right?
And I'm going to work on it.
I had terrible posture before I hurt my back.
Yeah.
Now I don't have a choice. If I slouch, I'm in terrible pain.
Right.
So I'm always holding my shoulders back and trying to keep my spine as absolutely straight as I can.
Right.
And it's made a difference. I know you used to slouch because back when we were younger in our teens and all, I was considered extremely tall.
Okay.
I'm, you know, it's 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you know, I have daughters that are 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
And I lost a half an inch. And, of course, doctor's office found it. So, according to them, I've lost a whole inch. So, you know, the posture, you have to maintain that posture.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you look confident.
Right.
And confidence is a huge thing when you are networking.
Right. And try to make sure that you smile every once in a while. I mean, a lot of people just don't smile. They're always serious looking. And, okay, I get it for certain events, for certain times, certain conversations, but try to smile.
When I'm thinking hard, I guess I have this certain look. My husband calls it my bitchy face. And Breezy says she has it, too.
Oh, wow.
That it's just when she's not smiling and she's really concentrating, thinking about something, then she gets this look on her face. And that's what, you know, that's what they call it.
Oh, wow.
But I do want to go back to the job. On job fairs, a lot of times before you go, they list some of the people that will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in a particular employer, it is worth your while to look them up on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Find out about them. Find out, you know, more about what they do. Investigate it before you go. Because if you know more about their company, they are more likely to look at you if you're able to hold a conversation about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say, I'm interested in your company, and, you know, and this is why.
Right.
You know, you do this, and you do this, and I feel that I would be a great fit in this department.
Right.
You need to know, you know, what you're talking about. You know, say, oh, because I'm great with people. Well, I'm great with people, too, but that doesn't mean I'm going to go work at Walmart.
Right. That's
as
true.
A greeter.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's
I'd rather go work in customer service at Lockheed or, you know, some big company, and I only choose that because I happen to know a lot about Lockheed. But really, investigate the companies that are going to be there that you possibly might be interested in. You may not know what positions that they have going on, but sometimes they do list those.
Right.
But if that's a company, you can start in a different department and work your way. You know, you guys can email us with any questions. If we don't know, we will do our best to find out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach us at
sistersforsocietycorp.org@gmail.com, and that's our email address.
Is it .org? .com? @gmail.com. What is it? @gmail.com. You said .org.
Oh, it's not .org.
It is sistersforsocietycorp@gmail.com.
Yes, that's our email. I'm sorry. I was thinking about our website. They all are the same. You can go on our website at any time, and it's sistersforsocietycorp.org.
There's a phone number if you want to reach us.
And our phone number is 866-811-6123. And choose whatever selection you would like. One of us will pick up. We have other things going on, so make sure you stay on our website. Make sure you look at us on Facebook as well. Look us up on Facebook. We so many things going on. We're getting ready to go out and do our blessing bags for the homeless. So we hope y'all enjoyed the show. We hope y'all stay engaged. We hope y'all volunteer. Thank you. Enjoy your Sunday.